Wednesday, November 25th, 2015, episode number 156.
156.
The Thank You Rob podcast.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Rob Small. Johnny question mark.
Hello, world.
To my result.
I'm here.
Carnage the Executioner.
I'm back.
To my front.
I'm back.
And you're back. Almost a year ago, exactly.
Was it?
Well, it was December 18th.
So 11 months ago? So
yeah, that was, wow.
11 and a half months ago.
That is almost
roughly.
A year.
Yeah. The pre-Thanksgiving episode of the show. Yeah, about you. And we also have a special guest over
special
here today.
Special guest.
Ian.
A special handsome guest.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good? Can I turn you up a little bit so we can hear you?
Yeah.
Okay, how's this? You talk over there.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, but now before we get into anything, we got to remind the listeners to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio.
Give us a review.
Give us a review. All that. That's all that info is in
so
each
easy.
Episode.
Just do it.
To do it. Click a link, review the show, as many stars as you can give us.
Yeah.
We will take them.
We'll take the stars.
We will take them.
And we'll trade them in for currency.
Lots Ooh. Of currency. Bitcoin.
Lots of money. Bitcoin. I just sent that to you, too.
Carnage, we're here.
Yep.
And my son, Ian, is here. Ian is here because he likes the art of beatboxing.
Mm-hmm.
And any kind of tips you could give him. On beatboxing. Like, Ian, can you beatbox for us? Do you want to?
He's like, oh.
Yeah, you.
He's
do you want to beatbox?
The color of Johnny's mic.
Yeah.
It's okay, buddy. You don't have to. Okay. Carnage, you want to drop a little beatbox for him just so you can see? What do you think of that, Ian? What do you think of that?
He's a super smile on his face.
Okay, let's get some feedback. What do you think? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Very cool. Now you could do birthday parties and stuff, right?
Oh, I do birthday parties. Yes, I do.
I would be interested in hiring you for Ian's birthday party if he would have you. His birthday's in February. He's going to turn 8.
That sounds like a really good time.
We'll talk about that.
8. That's a good age.
It
too.
Is a good age.
You know, that's the age I was when I started beatboxing. Pretty much, I'm not just saying that either.
Really,
I was eight or nine. Yep.
Is this a coincidence? I don't think
it's
so.
About that time.
Yeah. It might be in your future, Ian.
Do you want to ask him a question or anything?
Anything you want to ask me about beatboxing, I'll tell you.
Anything. Well, ask him a question about life. Anything. What car does he drive?
Beatboxing.
When did you get your license?
Oh man.
Do you like to high five?
A lot of questions about.
How old are you?
I will be 41 in December. I'm getting up there, bro.
December
14th.
14th, okay.
Yep, December 14th.
Remember, it's not far from mine.
What,
the
18th.
Yeah.
18th.
Yeah.
We Sagittarius.
Yeah, we are.
That's why we get along so
that
well.
It is.
That's
the
one
most
of the reasons.
Philosophical of all the signs.
Yeah, we got some philosophies.
Ian, do you want to ask him a question at all about anything besides his age? That's cool. I'm sorry to put you on the spot, buddy. No? All right.
Can I tell you some things about some things?
Yeah.
Okay, so beatboxing is super, super fun. All right? And when you know how to do it, most of the time, other people don't. So when you know how to do it, you're like the coolest dude.
Mm-hmm.
So you're either people are jealous and they call you a geek, or they're super, super impressed by you. These days, they're going to be more impressed by you. They're not going to call you a geek anymore because beatboxing is like super popular now. So if you want to start beatboxing, this is the perfect time to do it because everybody's going to want to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
You probably already got 1 million friends, but if you want 3 million friends, start beatboxing.
Boom.
Probably doesn't hurt with the ladies either.
Right.
It does not, and we can talk about that later. No, it's fine. No.
We're going to wait another 10 years to talk about that,
yeah.
Right?
You know, he's like, I want to know now. Dad, see? Look what Johnny did.
I'll take the blame for that.
No, but it is really cool, and I would say by the time I was about 12 years old, I was pretty good at it, so it doesn't take that long to get good at it. So if you want to be good at it in a couple years, start now and do it all the time. Practice, 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 do it all the time, and sometimes when your parents tell you not to do it, do it anyway.
Do it anyway.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I feel like kids, if you were to start beatboxing now, you probably have advantages now that, like, when you first started, you didn't have. Like, think about YouTube and all the people that all the different videos. And I'm sure there are people, like, doing, like, here's how I do this, you know, beatboxing.
Technique,
all this stuff.
It's way different now.
You didn't have when you were first starting to beatbox.
I had to teach myself by listening to other stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, now you can watch people. You can have somebody sit in your house and show you how to do it. Mm-hmm. So it's totally different. So
there you go. YouTube, Ian.
Or
the world at your fingertips.
Carnage Tube.
Carnage Tube. There
Carnage
you go.
Tube will show you what's up.
There do you go. Do like tutoring or classes?
I teach beatbox classes. Yes, I do.
Nice.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Private and in the community. So.
Okay.
So.
All right, Ian, I'm going to say thanks for joining us for this 5-minute session here. Anything? Any last words you want to say? Just a high five and that's it?
High five.
The listeners have no idea how cute this little guy is. No idea at all.
Maybe we should take a break just for a minute. So Ian's got to go to bed.
Oh.
But maybe we should do our picture for the episode now before he goes to bed.
Let's do
it. That's a great idea.
And then we'll get back to the episode here.
Word up.
Let's do that. And we're back. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite guests to have on the show, Carnage 6.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah,
I paid
so
you
sweet.
Very
so,
well.
So much so, so, much so that, nice. That we get made fun of because of how much we talk about Carnage.
Yeah, right.
Amber's always like, oh, Carnage, best friend.
Yeah.
What is she saying? You're giving me verbal reach arounds or something?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Amber's hating. Why? And I'm going to say to help you listen. And girl, why is you hating when you don't even know what I'm looking like right now?
Wearing the For the Love t-shirt.
Yeah, shirts. Right. Yes. All that love you supposed to be having and you hating.
And all the praise you were just giving Bedlam before we started
recording.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Well, let's talk about this. This week, the American Music Awards happened.
They did happen.
And the best thing about that is none of us watched it.
None of us watched
it. But we're going to talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, because there's no better opinion than an uninformed opinion.
Yes, yeah, right. We're unbiased.
Or
non-biased?
How do
you say
I can tell you who won because I looked it up on the internet.
Who wore it best? That's what I want to know.
Who wore it best? Well, do you know who the host of the show was?
Taylor Swift.
No, it was Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo.
Really? Yeah.
Oh.
How's she looking these days?
Not bad.
I did see pictures. Yeah, she's looking good.
She is.
Looking good.
Money helps, right?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, she's fly, I'm sure money helps a little bit, though.
Yeah.
You can stay younger for longer.
Right. That's true. Not always the case. Before we get into that, money... I watched the movie Vacation, the new Vacation movie. Are you familiar with the Vacation movies,
like
National Lampoon's Vacation?
Oh, the back in the days, yeah.
Yeah, there's a new one, which is kind of like one of the kids is taking their family on a vacation. Oh, they're an adult now. They have family.
Yeah.
But Beverly D'Angelo, who played the wife, the mom in the original movies,
she's great.
The small cameo with her and Chevy Chase, and she looks terrible.
Oh.
Like plastic surgery. Not good.
Yeah, relative to Chevy Chase, I think she actually looks better because
I don't know what he looks like.
Chevy Chase has put on some weight.
Yeah,
his face is very. His face was very narrow before, but now it's very round.
Big hairy marshmallow man.
He does, yeah.
He's put on some weight.
He's put on some weight.
He does not look well.
Yeah. Either way, I'm sorry. Man.
So Jennifer Lopez hosts the show, and the people perform. I mean, you couldn't get much more like poppy than the people that perform. Oh. You have Gwen Stefani, Ariana Grande, Carrie Underwood, Justin Bieber, Macklemore.
God.
One Direction, Coldplay. The one redeeming performance was The Weeknd, and that was a really outstanding.
Did he do
performance?
Good?
He was really good.
He's kind of dope, actually.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of The Weeknd.
Can't Feel My Face.
No, the other one.
Okay, I was good. I'm glad he's moving on to another single because that song.
Didn't he
remake
Dirty Diana too?
Did he?
You never heard that one?
No.
He remade Michael Jackson's Dirty Diana.
I would check that out.
I would check that out, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I always thought when I first heard him, when my daughter first played him for me, I was like, who's this Michael Jackson, imitation? Yeah. And she was like, oh, yeah, he really likes Michael Jackson. I was like, I can tell.
Is he doing it like in his own way or is it kind of a cover?
It's pretty much a cover.
I mean,
I only heard it once, but I mean, I remember being like, because I'm a Michael Jackson fan.
Right.
You know, I remember being like, yo, spin that again. So I heard it twice.
That's cool.
Yeah, Weeknd does his thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does, absolutely.
For the 90s music fans, there was one interesting item of note. Alanis Morissette made an appearance.
Wow. Oh, wow.
She sang with Demi Lovato, who's like a current pop star.
Right now, yeah.
But they did You Oughta Know. Alanis Morissette song from 95, a very good song.
Yeah.
So that was cool to like bring her back and do that whole bit. The only other item of note that I think you and I might care about is that there was a Star Wars medley with a full orchestra.
Oh.
And Pentatonix, who is an a cappella.
Oh, yeah.
And so the Pentatonix came out and did like this a cappella thing of the Star Wars theme, and then it cuts to the full orchestra, and then they're performing together. It was actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
Check that out.
Do they do all the.
Oh, yeah.
You're part of Pentatonix, aren't you?
I think more of a Star Wars fan than being part of Pentatonix.
Right. Well, because there's a guy in Pentatonix who has to do the drum sounds, yeah, but it's not like really complicated stuff. At least what I heard from.
He's actually a really good violinist too, or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's violin.
Mm-hmm.
The dude's multi talented. That group is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the thing they did the Beyonce review thing? They did they basically did an 8-minute medley of every Beyonce song.
Beyonce's songs.
I mean,
it was cool.
Dope.
No, these are the guys that I think they've got like a bunch of YouTube videos, right?
Yes, right.
They're pretty big. One guy might be on piano, but the rest of the guys are doing like acapella stuff.
I think it's all acapella.
They're all acapella on YouTube. Yeah. They were actually here last year. I didn't get to see, but it was sold out.
Yeah.
I was going to go and see them, but it was sold out.
It's funny too, because I can't name one other acapella group, I don't think. But these guys are massive. Like, they place big, sold-out shows. Like, do you think in any other genre of music, is the disparity between most of the bands and the one band that,
right.
like most a cappella groups could come here and, like, wouldn't sell out, like, a 50-person venue.
Right.
No.
And they will come and play, like, 10,000 people.
No, they're
huge.
Well, it was like a void that needed to be filled, apparently. Yeah.
The thing is, they're good.
Yeah.
You know,
really
like,
good.
I've heard, you know, a lot of not good people get a lot of popularity.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is not the case. They're actually talented.
Very talented,
and they can sing, and the personality comes out. And
the mixture
of how they do what they do, they have so many... you know, like whoever's taking the lead, like they have men and girls mm-hmm. switching
yep.
off and stuff. And so some of this Beyonce thing that they do, there's like the guys are the main singers,
mm-hmm.
you know? So like a Beyonce song, you know, it's all Beyonce, mm-hmm. but watch a male sing the lead part
right.
for a Beyonce song is pretty, pretty impressive
yeah.
how they switch off and stuff.
Right.
It's dope.
I'm gonna have to look up that performance.
Yeah, you should.
Did you see it?
Yeah, it
was cool. I think that I've seen other videos of them that are cooler. I think the thing I thought that was cool about it was that it was Star Wars.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I bet that's dope. I'm going to go and check that out.
The big award was the Artist of the Year award.
Yeah.
Who got it?
The winner of that was One Direction. So
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. This is a fan voted award. This isn't like some sort of critical thing. One Direction has a lot of fans, so it doesn't really surprise me.
So what was the rap album of the year? Was it?
I don't even know if they give away a rap album.
I think
of the
they
year.
Do.
If they do,
I think it was
Nicki
Minaj.
Not on Iggy? My list.
No. No, please.
Is she
no.
done?
Oh, so yeah, there's a favorite artist.
Okay.
Not album.
I thought Nicki Minaj won something.
Nicki Minaj won favorite artist rap / hip hop.
Okay.
No. Favorite album rap / hip hop, Nicki Minaj. She won both.
Who else was in that category?
Drake and J. Cole were in the album.
Nice.
And the artist was Drake and Fetty Wap.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she actually, of course she's going to beat J. Cole out. Mm. She's way more popular.
Yeah.
Way more popular.
Yeah.
But Drake's pretty popular.
Yeah. So they're both Young Money artists.
But so it's like, if you are selling a lot of records, women are buying your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Drake, who has a super strong female fan base.
Yeah.
And then you have Nicki Minaj, who's a woman who has a very strong fan base.
And even Fetty Wap is, I think, fairly popular amongst
the ladies.
Really?
Is he the guy with the glass eye, or he doesn't have an eye?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about him. I remember is I don't like his music.
No,
I think I heard something.
I'm not a
kind of
fan
of
it either.
You know, but I'm not really super surprised that Nicki Minaj won. And she's also talented too.
She is.
People
I agree.
Can say whatever they want about certain people, but like, you know, people might make shitty songs, but if there's any redeeming, you know, qualities about them, you have to be able to mention them, even if you don't like the fact that they make songs you don't like.
Right.
And Nikki can spit.
She can.
Plain and simple.
I agree.
So those are the categories of note.
All right.
Right. Word.
So American Music Awards.
So how
not
do
bad
we...
for a guy who didn't watch the show, right?
the only thing I do know about it is I saw something today that popped up on my MSN and said, you'll never guess who Selena Gomez left the AMAs with or something.
Who? I need to know.
I didn't read it.
You
didn't
just said it?
No.
I don't know.
I didn't read it.
I have no
idea. I just
idea.
Saw it and I was like, that was before you said something to me about the AMAs. So, you know, I didn't think to look at it. If you would have said something earlier, then I probably would have looked at it. And
is it Bieber? Are they back together?
I wonder if it's Justin Bieber.
Are they back together?
It wasn't. I don't think it was Bieber.
They can't be. He wouldn't.
I don't think it was Bieber. Have you seen that girl? Yes, he would.
He would.
I don't think it was Bieber.
No.
If I don't know. But I didn't read it, so I
we're already spent. We've spent way too much time.
I know.
Talking
let's move
about
on,
it.
Yo. Let's move on, yo.
I mean, it was funny, though. Yeah. I'm glad we ran with it.
Yeah.
Thanks for running with it.
Nah, you know.
We should review every award show, whether we have watched it or not. Maybe we should intentionally not
watch
award shows and then talk about it.
Because this was dope. This was better
was
than
better,
if we
better
were
better segment
talk-
than if we'd right. actually watched
because
it.
Because who wants to hear just a recap of what they already watched?
Exactly.
We just gave a whole different
yeah.
view.
Yeah. And unbiased because we haven't seen it.
And told people who they actually should go and check out. You know, I mean, I think that's dope.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I don't know how it works. But it makes sense. It really does.
It does.
I want to talk about this. There's the listeners of the show know I'm a big Nate Dogg fan.
Huge.
Are you a Nate Dogg fan? You like Nate?
Hold up.
Yes. Yes. All right. Well, recently there's a TV channel called TV One. I've never heard of this TV channel. But they have a 30-minute biography episode or a series. That's about a different artist every time.
So
they had
like a behind the music type
behind
thing?
The music kind okay. of thing. Yep, yep. And they had an episode. The show is called Unsung. They had an episode about Nate Dogg.
Nice.
Which is great because I don't think that guy ever really got his dues.
Props, yeah.
Like in the pop culture. I mean, he was all over the place on singles, on hooks, you know, people's songs.
But it was all hip hop.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he made a couple, but that's dope that they did that for him.
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Well, you know, they covered like he was born in Mississippi.
I did not know that, by the way.
Son of a preacher, you know, grew up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I think at like age 8 or 12 or something, they moved to the parents got divorced and he went with his dad to Long Beach. Mm-hmm. And that's how he met with Snoop and Warren G.
Snoopy
Warren
Snoop.
Griffin III and Kelvin Broadus.
Snoop Rock. Yep.
Back then, my homie's name was Snoop Rock.
In case you were wondering, TV One shows syndicated reruns of television shows such as Good Times, The Jeffersons, and Sanford and Son.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good Times.
Also, A Different World. Remember A Different World?
I remember A Different World.
That was a spinoff.
No, the spinoff of Cosby Show.
It was a spinoff of something.
It was very... The Cosby Show. Yeah. Speaking of Cosby, let's not speak about Cosby.
You know what's funny is the last episode you were on, we talked about Cosby. That was almost like right after the allegations came out.
Yeah,
but
he
hadn't admitted to his one time of doing it back then.
So they kind of covered in this Unsung episode, though, about, you know, he was always like a good kid, a good person. And, you know, but when you put yourself in this this life in Long Beach where you're surrounded by gangs and stuff, just like Snoop and Warren G., You get kind of caught up in this mentality, the street life mentality, and mm-hmm. that's how he kind of became Nate Dogg
mm-hmm.
and got involved. Really, it was Death Row that was like just like he had to carry a gun and stuff when he would go to record in the studio. You know what I mean?
I would carry a gun if I had to go to Death Row.
Yeah.
Or let's just not go to Death Row.
right.
That's probably what I would have did.
That's lesson
I'd have showed up one day to hear some Dre beats and never came back.
I can't do this.
I'm done.
Really what I want, they didn't cover this. They really didn't cover it. I mean, it's only 30 minutes, so they couldn't cover everything. But
they should have gave him an hour. Like,
at least an
VH1.
Hour. Yeah.
They should just do a biopic for
Nate Dogg.
Make a whole like Nate Dogg movie.
Because he recorded a solo album with Death Row, and it never came out.
Oh,
He
had like a kind of a almost hit single though that
One More Day.
No,
there was a video
one.
For that one.
There was one. It featured Snoop. I'm hearing him singing it, but I only heard it like twice.
That might have been on his second album, which was more of a commercial release.
I can't remember what it is. I'm bothered by it.
So he recorded this. I want to know like what happened like
to that album.
Why were these albums recorded and never released on Death Row? You know. Like,
well,
it was shelved. It was there.
Look at Suge, man.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Suge probably had something to do with it. But he did some of those songs. I know were released on his solo album, mm-hmm. the first one. What is it called? G-Funk Classics.
Was that the one with Nobody Does It Better?
Yes,
it came out on that one. That's a
Nobody
good song.
Does It Better, Nobody. Which might have been also on Warren G's second album.
Dude, can you Google the song he had, the single he had with Snoop?
There's a few. There's a few that they.
I mean, there was a particular one that was kind of almost kind of big.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of cheesy, but it was still. It was like a little more up tempo. It was a little more up tempo.
It might have been a 2-1-3 song.
They put out that 2-1-3 song.
Kind of that.
But it's cool. It was cool. They kind of covered like everything from, you know. So Nate put out this solo album with like this independent label after Death Row, mm-hmm. and it wasn't like a commercial success like it should have been. Like had it been on Death Row, it would have been huge. Would have been huge. So he was kind of like
marketing.
Right.
There's so many songs of Snoop Dogg on here.
Oh, damn it.
but then he started doing hooks.
If you say the title, I know it, but yeah, go ahead.
He started doing hooks for people's tracks, yes. songs on feature, you know, features.
Killing them all.
He did the Pharrell Monch and Mos Def. Yep.
Oh no.
He did that. He did.
Oh, and that was like, that, Oh No, was like the was first one of his commercial success, you know.
Did he was on Mobb Deep's too.
Mobb Deep.
Dump, dump, dump. Dump, dump, dump. You ain't never heard that one?
That one sounds
It was
familiar.
On America's Nightmare record.
Never Leave Me Alone. Was that the Snoop Dogg song?
That's the one.
Never Leave Me Alone.
Yeah, that one.
Leave Me Alone.
That's the one.
You know what's funny is... No, never mind.
Yeah, he was look up the Mobb Deep one. It's kind of dope. The way he does the chorus and he does something.
It's like every hook, every hook. Song he did a hook for was Ice usually
one?
Good.
I have
he
a
did
list one on of
West Side Connection.
West Side Connection.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a list of guest appearances that of songs that he did as a featured artist.
How and many?
Just think about. I mean, there's millions, but think about like all these songs as you like Regulators, Bitch Please, Next Episode. Oh No, Where I Want to Be was a Shay Shay song. Lay Low. Can't Deny It with Fabulous. Ballin' Out of Control with Jermaine Dupri. You remember that one?
Oh,
man. Multiply, that was an Exhibit song. That was really dope. Yep. The Streets by Dub C. That was a good one. Gangsta Nation, West Side Connection.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one we were just talking about.
50 Cent, what was the big single? 21 Questions?
21 Questions, yep.
He was everywhere. You could not get rid of him.
So check this out. In this Unsung episode, they talk about he had 9 kids.
Damn.
All
Have
over
a party
the country.
Is the easy. Mobb Deep song.
Yeah, and so the ironicity of the song, Area Codes. I've got hoes in different area codes. He literally did.
Like, what about Pros? Wasn't that the remake?
The radio.
I've got pros. I think they were saying pros.
Yeah.
Pros and area codes.
Hey, how many kids did he have?
Nine kids. Yeah.
Brother getting
it
in.
Oh, my God.
So
that's too many.
That's the one he don't know about. Yeah. I mean, those are the only the ones he knows about.
That's
he probably
true.
Got a couple more floating around.
So they did vouch for him that he was a ladies' man, you know. And the ladies like Nate. You know, he was a crooner.
Well, he had that voice.
He had the voice,
last
man.
Last night, baby. When he's like, and you even licked my ball. And I... Don't make me start singing. Damn, that song was dope. On Snoop's first record?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ain't No Fun. Yeah.
Oh,
man.
My God. Yeah,
then Corrupt came in and murdered it. Yeah, that's some... You know, but I heard he was really bad about it with the street shit.
Corrupt or
no,
Nate?
What? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. But Nate, I heard Nate was like really gangster. Like there's a YouTube video of him hopping off of a caddy,
mm-hmm.
and clobbering some dudes with a fucking golf
cart. That's actually something they talk about is he had a real temper.
Yeah, he
real
jumped off temper. That thing. And I guess somebody pulled a gun or something was funny. And then he just jumped off and was like, and you see it. Like him just jumping up and just going at a crowd of people and knocking some dude. I was like, damn, he was about
damn,
it.
Damn, Nate, dog. Damn.
I want him to just be like chill because of his chill voice.
Right. Yeah.
But he's not. He's got no chill,
mouth,
apparently.
Bro.
Yeah.
So, and then they covered everything. We're like 2006. He got into a car accident and he actually checked himself out, which may have been like the beginning of the downfall. Because then he did
a stroke.
He had a stroke.
He had a couple of them.
Yeah. And then he got into another car accident, which was even worse.
What?
And that was what left him paralyzed from the neck down, couldn't speak.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a real
so
sad
ending.
Two
car accidents?
Yeah.
He had two strokes.
Or two strokes. And maybe there wasn't a second accident.
Well,
maybe
he had two strokes. I know that.
He had the second stroke for sure. But yeah, man, what just a tragic ending to a great. Totally. Like, yeah, the guy sucks. Had so much potential. You that know, sucks. So much potential. But we still have his music,
man. If you go back, we talked about this, but Warren G did the Combat Jack podcast, mm-hmm. and they dedicate a good amount of time to talking about Nate Dogg and what happened with him at the end of his life, too.
Right.
So if anyone wants to get into detail, you can go find the Warren G Combat Jack podcast.
Yeah. Go check really, really good listen. Talking about, because Nate was paralyzed for 2.5 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
In the hospital, yeah. And the only way to communicate was blinking, moving his eyes.
That sucks.
Yeah. So it's just a tragic end.
Yeah,
but
it's too bad.
But speaking of Death Row Records, I wanted to talk about this this guy, Colin Wolf.
Wolf.
You know what? Actually, I know that name.
You know the name.
Is he a producer? Or
producer,
like a,
yeah.
Yeah.
He was a studio. He was a musician. Or
yeah,
he is a musician. Trey. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know the name because I'm a credits guy. I read,
oh,
I
yeah,
read credits.
Oh, yeah, me too. That's, when you sent the name, I was like, why does that name sound
right.
familiar?
Yeah. Yeah. So this guy started working with Dre in the later NWA days.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, was there through the transition of Ruthless to
yep.
Death Row.
Yep.
And there's a really good interview with him on a website called waxpoetics.com. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I know about Wax Poetics. It's dope.
Yeah. Like, form,
and he
long
was
form
there
interview.
Through the end of the Chronic.
Yep.
Left sort of. At that time,
yeah.
returned
oh.
to in the 2001 era.
Yep,
he was around there. Okay.
So he yeah. was, he came back and started working with him again on 2001.
You know, one thing that was interesting in this interview, he was talking about. He says that the sound of Doggy Style and the Chronic are very different. Mm-hmm. But if you, I don't have a producer's ear. I can't say for sure. But
I
in
would
my
say
opinion,
they are a little bit. Doggy Style was probably a little better.
I was
is that
I would
what
agree.
He was saying?
Well, he was saying it was like because he wasn't involved in Doggy Style.
He was only involved in the Chronic.
Oh, so yeah. he's saying Chronic was better.
I don't think that was what he was saying.
He was just saying that there were they're two
they're
very
two
different.
Different
albums.
I would say that's probably correct. Now that I'm listening back in my yeah. head to certain mm-hmm. songs, yeah.
Because to me, they're two. I mean, not that they're similar, but they flow into one another.
Yeah,
pretty
yeah.
fluidly.
It feels like to me, it felt like this sort of natural evolution of where
oh, yeah.
that West
yeah.
Coast thing
yeah.
was
yeah.
going.
It, I think the music seemed, if I can kind of recall, maybe it was more dense mm-hmm. when by the time it got to Snoop's, it was.
They talk
more
a lot about the sound that the Parliament samples and where
yep.
the, not samples but like
the
what they call
them,
interpolations where they take stuff from Parliament and just replay it
mm-hmm.
because
yeah,
they couldn't get their
doing.
Samples cleared.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some of that stuff you just can't
yeah.
do it anyway because it's not separated. You
right.
need like the masters and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's what.
But
that,
and he said that's
he that
why they
time.
Bought
yeah.
that. What was the keyboard that they played?
The Moog.
The Moog keyboard.
The Moog,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
and they would, like, they did the whole Chronic with that, and they did it a little bit too on Doggy Style. He talks
mm-hmm.
about that they were still using that a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's dope. I mean, like, that sound influenced me, you know. So on my new record, you're going to hear, like, I mean, I had one of my producers download a patch that imitates West Coast keyboard sounds.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. it's like, I was like, I need that West Coast thing on my Soul Snatcher song, and he
mm-hmm.
put it on there, and
yeah.
it sounded like a doggy, like a Dog Pound song.
Yeah.
You know,
that's cool.
Sounds, yeah.
I like that. I'm a sucker
yeah.
for that sound right
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. So dope.
Yeah.
You know, anybody who says that they don't like that sound is
yeah.
tripping.
They're no friend of mine. I yeah. tell you what.
I'm a sick Nate Dogg on them with the golf club.
Yeah. They had a name, actually. Speaking of that, I think but they had a nickname for when. That Bad Side of Nate Dogg came out too. You got to watch it. You can watch it online at the what is it the channel's website again?
TV One.
Yeah, you can watch that whole episode.
I'm gonna go and check.
Yeah,
that out.
You should check it out. It's cool.
Rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
Yeah, but so they also talk about with Colin Wolf. He's talking about how Dre and Easy were very good with money. They never like shorted him, even just for his session
That's
work.
Good.
You know what I mean? That's cool. He was very involved in their projects and. I didn't realize he was around during Deep Cover too. Like he mm-hmm. and you used that. You did
all
a cover of Deep Cover.
Yeah,
the Deep
I did
Cover
a live cover of Deep Cover.
Yeah,
I still do it now.
Yeah.
I did it on Saturday.
That's awesome.
My shit, man.
That's very cool.
Yep. And if I remember correctly, I remember seeing Colin Wolf's name around there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. He had. Is that song any more important right now at this time in the world?
I don't care what other people think.
Deep
it's important
cover.
To me.
I would say it, yeah.
That's my shit. You know, that's actually my favorite Snoop song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's I think one or two variations of that
song.
Oh,
and the other one is retarded good
yeah.
too, man.
Yeah.
Maybe I wasn't supposed to use that word.
That's all right.
But no, the other one is dope as fuck too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
187 like
different lyrics.
Different lyrics, yeah. So it's like when I hear the song, I'm like, what version of the song is this that I'm listening to?
I could tell you.
Because one of them is like 187 on an undercover cop, 187 on a motherfucking cop. Yeah.
But a Dre's lyrics are different. And if I remember correctly, RBX wrote the lyrics to the second one.
Okay.
So I think Snoop wrote all the lyrics for the first one, I want to say. Or Dre had his part written by somebody else, and then Snoop wrote his part and came in later. But RBX wrote the other one.
Yeah.
And Dre's lyrics are better on the second one.
Okay.
He's like, niggas that I used to know was so dope with. Listen to how a motherfucker flows shit. I'm like, whoa, hold up. He's using multiples and shit? Yeah.
So that's the second one? I don't even know that. I don't know which one's which at this point, but.
Undercover cops. And then Snoop goes, three into the two and two into the one. Get away. Snoop's got a gun. And he's looking for the cops. So set him up in 86. Now it's time to put their ass in the mix.
Yeah.
And then his last verse. Splat to a motherfucker face he fall. Strong motherfucker, so he starts to crawl. I guess I got to load the Glock again. Hit him with the hollow points and watch him spin. Woo!
Yeah, that was when Snoop was. Oh man!
But that's that RBX shit though.
Yeah, that song came out,
very underrated MC.
Oh yeah,
it came out later on a compilation.
The Chronicles or Dre's Chronicles.
No, Dr. Dre Chronicles. But that's not what it came out on a compilation called 1 Million Strong.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
that's right.
It wasn't called Deep Cover.
It was called 187. Yep. Yeah, they flipped it.
So they just changed the name of the song. And
it started different,
same.
Too. Yep.
Wasn't that that album right there? Wasn't that the one with the Biggie and Tupac running?
I think so. Yeah. I think that was on there, too. But, I mean, both Deep Cover versions were pretty phenomenal.
Yeah,
but that second one was on some other shit.
I can feel it. And he said that was sort of the last work he did with Dre, right? Because then he said the Death Row thing sort of just got to be too much for him. It was too much to do.
Yeah,
he
was. That's what's really interesting about this interview. That was like the more money Death Row was making, the more it was like more people around, more gangsters around, more guns. Yeah, that's funny, my man. A biopic of Death Row, if it's done right, if they get the right people, who really were there, like, I want a true interpretation of what happened there. Well, I think that's really.
I've heard a lot of stories from people who knew people who were out there.
Oh yeah,
you know, well, Dre, originally I think he still does. He hated Deep Cover. He doesn't like the song. He doesn't like it until he heard it in the club and he thought it was kind of dope, but he doesn't really like it. Corrupt, you heard that story about him when he was getting signed. Dre and them were like, basically, he came out from Philly because he's from Philly, and he was like, yo, I want to get down with Death Row. And they were like, all right, you got to bust a freestyle. And if you're whack, we're going to throw you in the pool. Mm-hmm. And he bust, and, you know, he came out on their records.
Yeah. Everything that happens with Dre happens at a pool party.
Right, exactly.
And it's so funny, too, because Corrupt ended up becoming, considered a West Coast-y
guy.
Yeah.
All the way West
Known
Coast.
Known as a West Coast guy. Yeah. But, yeah, that's true. He's not originally from the West Coast.
It took me a long time to really appreciate Corrupt.
Oh, I love, in the beginning?
Oh, my God.
That's backwards, because later on, I don't appreciate him.
Right, exactly.
Like, his early shit?
Yeah, incredible. Oh my God. I don't know why. I just never really paid attention to his lyrics. Yeah. But, like, now listening...
Out, bro.
Yeah, I did, absolutely.
Did you... Have you ever heard the... And I think 187 was on that version. It was the Let Me Ride maxi single that had... Let Me Ride, an extended remix that, like, featured Rage and all them.
Yep.
It had 187 on it.
Puffin' on Blunts?
Puffin' up.
That's
it's
the one.
Drinking Tangeray. Yeah. Yeah. Drinking Tangeray. Yeah. Corrupt's verse
kills it
on that.
Yes. Do you remember what was
yes,
on there?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I'm rough and rugged, enough to do work. I'm from the dog pound, nigga. Enough to do dirt. I'm from the dog pound, nigga, so I'm putting in work. I'm no joke. What the fuck you trying to provoke? 187. It's cold how his ass got smoked. I don't drink no fucking VSOP. I drink the motherfucking OGOE. I'm from the clique who be spitting that gangster shit. Trick, something with real big dicks. I roll them up with the pound. So what you want to throw up? Claiming your cocaine or cavi when you blow up? Know what? The pound is in the house back again. Something. I'm trying to get high as I can. Dr. Dre be kicking fat rhymes and producing kick shit. I guess more wicked than Beetlejuice. And then he says some other shit.
Yeah.
But then he goes into this crazy flow when he did the spelling thing.
Yeah.
I once did... I Last did dirt the other day. Portray the role of a G from the P-O-U-N-D. D-O-double-G. Pounds or by wow motherfucking marks. The execution sparks once the chronic is sparked. I'm like Barkley. Rough and rugged rubber like Rawhead. Rex, I flex murderous rhymes that leave you all dead. That when he did that shit, I was like, he's one of the best.
He could just go on and on. And I, if I'm not mistaken, that whole song was freestyled.
No.
No, you don't think so?
It was too clean.
Yeah.
But he's a good freestyler.
Yeah,
I have heard it. Because there was a Bitches Ain't Shit remix freestyle version. Do you ever hear that one?
No, I don't.
That was on, I think it might have been on there too. Or
the 1 Million Strong?
Or no, on the Maxi. Man, that thing was like an EP.
Yeah.
So what they did was, it was crazy because they took the Bitches Ain't Shit beat. And they did Ain't Nothing But a G thing over that. And then there was a freestyle version with Corrupt and Daz and Snoop freestyling.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
That's cool. These were good times, man.
As we were talking here, I looked up Corrupt, and something I did not realize is how young he is. He's been around for a long time.
He was super young when he first came out.
Eminem is older than Corrupt.
How old is Corrupt?
Oh, wait a minute. Wow.
Yeah.
That is kind of a
fun. Eminem's 40, right?
No, 40, he's 42. 43.
Okay.
So Corrupt is 42. He actually turned 43 a couple hours ago.
He's looking at his phone.
Looking at his watch.
Well, it's the 25th. On the 23rd, he turned 43.
Eminem did?
No. Corrupt.
Eminem had been 43. Happy birthday, Corrupt.
What happened to him, dude?
He's been around for so long, and he's still so young.
I murder motherfuckers as a hobby. One of my idols ain't no joke, so why in the fuck would I be? Fly me to the Bahamas. Rough rhymes, dramas, with you kicking wicked is how I'm a. Look at all them patterns and shit.
Oh, it was that East Coast. So dope. Rakim is his
big influence.
Yeah, that's cool.
I yoke you from the back like a bitch dog can shake as a hoe ain't shit, but the hoe and trick on my dick. Yeah, he was dope. And with the influence of that and like Snoop together, made a really dope MC out of him.
The early Dog Pound days.
Oh my God, the Dog Food record is pretty dog fucking
absolutely.
Dope too.
Yeah,
Daz on the beats.
Yes,
people his slept production. On. Yeah, people slept on how good of a producer he was.
Colin Wolf did give.
He gave Daz some props.
Daz some
bit.
Props. No, and a lot of people discredit Dre for his production because they like if you hear the sample that they was used in Nothing But a G thing.
It's pretty similar.
It is pretty similar.
I think he played on the top of it, didn't he?
Yeah.
He like added some shit on top.
But it's like even the work. Colin Wolf says in this interview, it's like Dre is just a professional. Like he's never heard, you know, he compares it like there's a lot of other studio producers that are like there's not many that are like him in the world.
Even if he samples or whatever.
Right, right. Yeah.
No, he's
so
I mean,
clean.
You can listen to the music and even watching the Straight Outta Compton movie, there was glimpses of how he put shit together and how he was the visionary behind a lot of that shit. I give Dre lots of props.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in addition to that, people always talk about, oh, he don't write his rhymes. Dude, you can't fucking tell me Dre doesn't sound good rapping. Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
Right.
That dude sounds good. His voice is dope.
Mm-hmm.
He can rap. He can ride a beat. You know, he sounded really good rhyming next to like DLC and MC Ren.
I was reading an interview with one of the guys on the who wrote on the new on Compton. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about the writing process with, I remember if it was John Connor or if it was one of those other
he's dope
guys.
Too.
But they were talking about what the process was, and like, do you just go in there and hand Dre a lyric sheet or something, or do cut him a reference? He's like, no, we write them together. Like, he'll come up with lines, and they'll bounce stuff off each other. Because he was talking about like, how could you? Because he's got that line in the one song where he's like, I'm too old. I forgot I got it all. Like, what kind of person is going to write that and hand it to Dr. Dre?
Right.
I'm going to make a joke about you being old.
I'm not
going
to say this.
No, he's like, Dre came up with that. Yeah. So it's not like people are just handing him
the
lyrics or reference tracks. Like, it's working together. And I still think there's, obviously he's not writing all of it.
Right.
But there's it's collaborative work.
And he's also never denied it.
Right.
He's never said,
you know.
Yeah.
But there are songs he has written, too. Like, I was watching a DLC interview, and he was talking about some shit that Dre wrote. But to me, it's like, when you're that good, you know, like, a lot of rappers are on that, oh, you didn't write your own shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're lying about writing your own shit, then that's something different.
Right.
But if it's Dre, fuck it, man. Yeah. Shut the fuck up and let him not write his own shit. You know what I'm saying? Let the dude not write his own shit because he sounds really good not writing
Absolutely.
Other people's shit.
Absolutely.
It was funny, when I was on tour with Atmosphere, Iso with Divine was playing demos that were supposed to be for Detox. And I guess somebody, like, you know, intercepts Dre's email or some shit. But there was a song there was a reference track. It was a Dre beat, and it had T.I. rapping the first two verses and then Nas rapping the last verse, and that was supposed to be a song that Dre was going to do.
Yeah.
But it was a Dre song with two different rappers on it, and he was going to rap the song. Rap with, the, yeah. Yeah. I think that shit is crazy. Dope.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. It's like me coming on a song, and I got Rakim and Chuck D writing a verse each, and then I'm going to spit both of them verses.
Yeah.
But it's just me doing both of their verses. Yeah. That's a nice little take.
I've heard you can. I haven't heard it, but I've heard that you can find reference tracks from 2001 of Eminem rapping. I don't know if I just forgot about Dre or what's
I bet
it,
that
you
shit
know,
is dope.
Something from it's Eminem doing Dre's verse for as
That'd
a reference
cool,
track.
That's so dope.
Yeah,
that's so dope.
You know what was I gonna say? I don't even remember. No, I forgot.
Great.
Yeah, we
great
can tell.
Podcast.
Yeah, I know a lot about that Dre shit.
We went down the Dre wormhole here.
We did go down the Dre wormhole.
We should, man. He's the fucking Dr. Dre. Yo.
Yeah, he's incredible.
He is.
I want to play a button here. Which one am I looking for here? That's not a Dre beat, but it's still.
No, it's not.
There's that.
That's a West Side Connection.
Yep.
Gangsters don't dance, we boogie. Ain't it that one?
Yep, that's it. Players go out and get your cookies.
You know what song comes after that?
Oh yeah, yeah.
The West Side Connection one.
The
Killer Cali is a brick
murder.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. That's a good record. I was just
West
listening
Coast
to that
classics.
A couple weeks ago.
Thanks for tuning in to the West Coast Classics channel.
Right, right. Do you like Negroes, him and those individuals called criminals? That's a good record.
Let's talk about the Wiz.
Let's talk about the Wiz. This is
what
wrestling.
About
this
Wiz?
Is wrestling.
Hey, Wiz Khalifa.
Going to wrestling.
This week's wrestling news, which is actually the Wiz.
What?
Yeah, normally there's wrestling.
Normally
news
I do a wrestling news segment, but I don't have a wrestling news segment, so we're going to do a Wiz news segment instead. Because people who listen to the show know that I'm super into the Wiz.
You are.
I'm a big fan. I was a big fan of Michael Jackson, and that's how I got into the Wiz in the first place, the original version. And now I'm like own the soundtrack on vinyl nerd for the Wiz. So they are doing a live version of it on NBC coming up a week from tomorrow.
Yes.
And it's very cool, the people that they've cast. We've talked about the show as they've cast it. So we haven't talked about it since they cast Queen Latifah as the Wiz.
As the Wiz.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Mary J. Blige is the Wicked Witch, is Evelyn, the Wicked Witch
dope.
Of the West. Uzo Aduba from Orange is the New Black is going to be Glinda the Good Witch. Amber Riley, who's from Glee, is going to be the Good Witch of the North. Some of the other people that recently have been cast, Common has been cast.
As the bouncer. The bouncer?
I think he's like the security guy at the Wiz
at the
place.
Gate?
I believe
okay.
so.
Okay.
Neo is going to be playing the Tin Man, which is an interesting character.
That's dope.
Because the Tin Man in the original Wiz was Nipsey Russell, who is not known as a guy who, he couldn't sing, he wasn't a singer. But he had like interesting body movements, and that's what Neo can do, like dancing. So I'm guessing that's what they'll have him do.
Man, that sounds dope.
Which leads me to who plays the Cowardly Lion.
Yes, David Alan Grier.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at all.
I've never heard him sing. He has one real song.
Oh, I haven't really heard him sing.
He has
just
one real song in the show. It's like I'm a mean old lion is a song. He's just this big thing. So I'm interested to see how that whole thing is going to shake.
He's a total goofball.
Yeah.
That's going to be good for him.
Sure.
And the real starring of the non-Dorothy characters is the Scarecrow. That was the character that Michael Jackson played in the original. And they cast someone named Elijah Kelly, who I'm not familiar with. But I think that's actually good because that's a tough role to fill to do the Michael Jackson character, and you have to find someone who can sing, can dance, can act, like has to be sort of a multiple threat. So I'm glad that they found someone who they think can do that, because that's a pivotal
sing.
Role.
And that's dope. You know who I didn't see on here? Who's playing Toto?
Toto the dog? I'm guessing
just
a dog.
Some regular dog, right?
Yeah. Not just some regular dog, Carnage the Executioner.
Is it a real dog?
It has to be.
It has to be what?
A dog that's got the chops, literally.
It should be a pit bull. Of some type.
A pit bull? Was there a
one who escaped the Michael Vick shit?
a survivor.
Yeah, right.
That dog's been through some shit.
One of the names that stood out, because you know all these big musical productions have ensembles, have like they're like the chorus basically. They're the sort of background characters.
Mm-hmm.
One of the characters that there are people in the chorus that I noticed is James Brown III.
Yeah, I did see that.
So I don't know who James Brown III.
Just watch the people in the background. The one that's
ow.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's on Thursday. It's live. It's very cool. I'm very excited.
You know what? I'm about to check that out, man. Yeah. Thanks for putting me up on that.
So in the Wiz, the movie, is there a Toto? Is there a dog?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So
just a dog.
Just a dog.
Yeah.
You guys are really undermining this character.
There isn't like a character playing a dog. Wait, it's
you
just
know,
a dog.
Okay, so what popular dog you know of who should play that part?
Lassie?
I mean, I don't... Lassie's dead, yo.
Super dead.
Lassie the third.
Air Bud. Air Bud.
Air Bud.
Oh, no.
Beethoven.
Guys, going too far.
Yep.
I really don't have a dog in mind. I should have had one ready to go. Just be like, you thought you were going to get me with that.
I'm telling you, Michael Vick Survivor, that's going to be the shit right there. The escaper.
So yeah, I'm very excited that because they've been doing these musical adaptations live, but it's always been just the whitest music. It's like here's the Sound of Music,
right,
you know, like the shit that really, unless you're like old theater people, you do not give a shit about.
Right.
So to come out here with a completely black cast and to come out here with a show that is not what you would consider like. Traditional classic Broadway and make that a live musical and cast the people that they did. I feel like it's an interesting choice. I'm eager to see how it shakes
out. But no, The Wiz is on Broadway or had a recent Broadway.
It was on
stint?
Broadway, it left, and then they brought it back.
Okay.
With these new characters?
With not this cast, but it's just sort of a revamped version, and now they're adapting it for television with this.
That's
with
dope.
These people.
So you think there's going to be any protests? A lot of people protested. you know where my head's at. Let me move on.
People are very opinionated these days.
Right.
So fuck them.
Unfortunately.
I hope that they don't protest. Because I like The Wiz.
Yeah. And that wraps up the wrestling news of the week.
Can I promo something?
Car is just very confused.
I'll roll with the punches.
Just roll with it, man.
Just don't hit me.
Just roll with it.
So normally I use that spot, the wrestling segment, to promo something that I have going on.
Oh, yeah. This week's wrestling / The Wiz news is brought to you by...
Johnny question mark.
No, his show he's
so,
got
So, yeah,
up.
It's actually Josh and I, PLC, is getting back together to do a show.
A one-night review.
One-night review. I don't even remember the last time. Well, we did a couple songs together over the summer, but like
at
a
the
full...
the Bong, Beer Bong.
The world's biggest beer bong festival.
Y'all did something at the thing, the show that I was at.
At 33rd Realm?
Yeah.
Yeah, which was like, what, a year ago almost?
Yeah, it was about a year, about around this time.
So it's been a long time since he and I have done a full set together. He's going to be there. We're doing a PLC set. I'm also doing a Johnny question mark set along with some of our friends, Professor Fresh. Citizen's going to be there, friend of the podcast. This is at Big V's, St. Paul, Saturday, December 19th, 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
So you should come.
The day after Star Wars comes out.
I don't play very much anymore.
You
are you
don't
saying
play.
I should come?
Everyone should come. And it's only $5.
$5?
Y'all should play the bed. I wish I would have known this. I'd have booked you for the Bedlam, man.
Well, for next time.
Next time.
Oh, you'll
time.
Do it again?
Yeah. So, in 6 months, I'll come out of retirement again.
So y'all can sell out.
Yeah, he's retired again.
Place.
Yeah, absolutely. So
we'll check that out.
Come on down. Details are on Facebook and will be up soon at johnny?.
So now that we're almost into December.
Yes.
People who are into Christmas, they're celebrating Christmas with their families and they're buying gifts for their loved ones.
Of course.
You might do a little buying of your Christmas presents on Amazon, right? This is me segueing into a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm segueing into a bit. You're going to buy your stuff on Amazon. Why don't you go to thankyourob.com/Amazon?
Right.
And this takes you to a unique URL. It's still Amazon, but anything you buy, 4% of the the advertising fees on that page that you're on goes back to the podcast. Everything costs the same still. You know, you're going to buy your presents regardless. You're going to get them. You can use your Prime. You can use gift cards, whatever you have. But if you use that URL, thankyourob.com/Amazon, and buy your stuff, we would greatly appreciate that. It's a good way to support the podcast without even giving us any money.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Are you all right with your hair over there?
Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah.
I think you look great.
You
look
great.
No,
you're
still
listening.
You
look great.
Damn, Rob,
that's
harsh.
These headphones. No, I'm just telling him he looks good. Don't change a thing. Don't change a thing.
Don't ever change.
What is with this guy? He says.
What's
with
right
this
here?
Guy? The headphones. The headphones we're using.
Yeah.
Bought them on Amazon.
Amazon.
I went to thankyourob.com/Amazon. Bought them myself.
Yep.
It didn't cost any more, and I supported myself.
You support the podcast,
just like a pair of underwear.
When you do your Christmas shopping
every day.
Thankyourob.com.
Yes.
/Amazon.
You got it. You got it.
Yes, sir. Carnage the Executioner.
Yeah,
that's the guy.
One of my favorite dudes, both talent and just as like a good dude.
He's a good guy.
Connor's always been very sweet. Very sweet to me and to the show.
And his hair looks great.
All right, I'm going to say thank you to that.
All right.
He's fucking with me the
Now
first
I'll
time,
stop but. Talking about it.
Carnage has a... I think he and I have been playing shows together for probably like 10 years.
10 years,
we be knowing each other.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And Carnage has been on this podcast,
this very podcast.
How many times?
This would be the third time.
So he's getting up there in the world of guests on this show.
Yeah. You came through when we were at 33rd Realm.
Yep.
And then For the Love. Yeah, For the Love is a beautiful thing. By the way,
shout out to AC Entertainment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ace Entertainment, as I like to call it. And
I like
Amber
to say it too, but that's not right, is it?
No, it's not right. That's not right.
I tried to say it right.
Wait, what's right and what's wrong?
AC Entertainment.
AC Entertainment's correct. Ace Entertainment.
Ace Entertainment is over redundant.
Yeah. But I make it one word. It's one of your words. Ace Entertainment. I'm combining.
Ace Entertainment. Yeah, that's
what. But people still call her Ace, right?
Yeah.
It's not Ace Entertainment.
Is it because of that, or has she always been Ace?
I don't know.
Is it just because of that?
I always
call us and let us know. Texas.
Yes.
It's AC Entertainment?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
But it's Amber Ace Cleveland.
Right.
You know, well, so.
There it is. That boom, duh.
Ace Entertainment.
You know, she's a writer for Cypher Circuit now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Cypher Circuit.
Let us.
Cypher Circuit is that deal.
Yeah. How did you get involved in that?
I kind of got grandfathered in because I joined the ranks of Marsden House Recording, and they're based in Philadelphia. A record label, and they became partners with Mo Knows Best, who is, that's what he calls himself, and he does know best. He's a cool ass dude and he knows a lot of shit, but they became partners, and he was starting the Cypher Circuit thing with a few of his other good friends. Shout out to my man Cole Cash from Dead Rabbits. They and a couple other people started Cypher Circuit as a means of having an establishment, a movement, a database for underground hip hop artists to be able to share their music, collaborate with other people, and have something of our own, you know, where the fundamentals of old school hip hop are the driving force in the forefront of what should be in everybody's minds who's a part of Cypher Circuit. So they do a really good job of supporting the fundamentals of what made us like hip hop and a lot of us not even know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, when you listen to Big Daddy Kane and you like Big Daddy Kane, maybe you should know why.
Right.
You know, and Cypher Circuit will help, you know, inform you of what you should know about the artists you claim to have been influenced by coming up. And for me, it was a no-brainer. It was like, oh, I was talking to somebody a couple years before, and I was like, you know what? Hip-hop, underground hip-hop needs a Bible. It needs a place where people can go and be like, I can get all my hip-hop needs met there. Kind of like, you know, Rhymesayers.com is their whole artist database. You go right there and you can get everything Rhymesayers at one site. And this couple of them might have their own site, but everything you need to know about Rhymesayers is in one spot
right there.
I thought that would be a good idea for hip-hop to have, you know, underground independent hip-hop to have something like that. And Cypher Circuit is that, and they're growing very fast.
They are.
And I'm glad to be a part of it.
CypherCircuit.com.
Yes.
I follow them on Instagram.
Always some shit going on.
Always, man. Seriously, it's
this,
like,
dope.
So many people upload their videos. Well, how do they upload their videos to?
What happens is people, you know, do their video on their phone, and then they upload it to their account, and they hashtag it Cypher Circuit or whatever the contest they're a part of. They hashtag it there, and then Cypher Circuit checks the hashtag, and then they find it, and then they repost whatever the video is. So it's a pretty cool system. The thing that's really blowing up big over there is Murder the Beat, and that's where you need to get on that shit. You need to get on that shit. So what they do is every Monday, Mo puts up a 90s hip hop beat of the week for artists to just get on and freestyle a little 15 or rap.
And they've had like 15. Slam by Onyx was
they had
like
Slam
a couple
last week. Yep.
Recently, yeah.
Yep. This week is a Red Man Tonight's the Night. A couple weeks before that, it was last week was Far Side Passing Me By.
Passing Me By. Oh, that's a great, yep. great instrumental.
The week before that, I think, was Slam. The week before that was, I mean, they had Chubb Rock, Treat 'Em Right, mm-hmm. Fashion.
Okay.
Big L, Rest in Peace. Full clip, they had that. Fuji's Ready or Not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so how do I know all these? Deep Cover was their first one.
Right, I saw that, too.
Well, yeah. It was their second one, actually, mm-hmm. and... That was my suggestion.
There you go.
First one was Nas, New York State of Mind.
And so people will upload the video of themselves rapping over, like, for how long? It was
it's
like,
only, you know, the 15-second yeah. clip you get for Instagram. Mm-hmm. But it's dope because now they've even started. They just put up yesterday on YouTube the top 10 mm-hmm. Murder to Beat rappers. Mm-hmm. So for the first one, they mm-hmm. put the top 10 people up there who murdered Nas, New York State of mm-hmm. Mind. And I'm on there.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
But yeah, it's really dope.
And to join is only $25. It's a one-time fee.
It's a one-time. It's not a monthly fee.
And they're having a Black Friday deal on that, too.
Yes.
I don't remember what the price is. I can't find that info right now.
The Black Friday price, I think, is the discount is $20.
$20, okay.
And if you want a discount even outside of that, holla at me because I am a respected soldier and I have a discount code.
And here's something else I got to say about. So this isn't just anybody just building a website and doing this. From a graphic design standpoint, everything is on point. It looks professional.
No, he's nasty.
Yeah, it's very much on point. Everything is clean. It looks clean, looks good. Very cool. And then like we said, Amber Ace Cleveland writes articles for them once in a while.
Yeah, and that was a dope suggestion because we were talking, her and I were talking, and she was saying that she... Because she saw what I was doing with Cypher Circuit, and she was like, I want to give Cypher Circuit a booth or a table at the next For the Love. And I was like, all right, I'll talk to them about that. And then I hollered at Mo about doing a Cypher Circuit tour next year and then having it come through here and being part of that. And then he said something about, I'm looking for writers, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I got a writer for you. Hold on.
Yeah.
I called Amber. I was like, you want to write for Cypher Circuit? Yep. In 5 minutes, they were talking, and she's been writing for him since.
That's awesome.
So that
build those connections.
And that's what Cypher Circuit is.
Yeah.
Like, I've met a lot of really dope MCs, dope DJs, dope producers off of being on Cypher Circuit. So
it's a good platform for producers, too.
It's for all elements of hip-hop.
All elements, okay.
And they do contests. As you can see, I'm super excited about it.
You are. That's great.
They do contests and things promoting all the elements. Mm-hmm. So they've already done. I was the face and the creator of Beatbox Blitz. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing that. I mean, it's kind of for a while I was all over it, but then I got super busy and started doing the other stuff. But I'm still the guy for Beatbox Blitz. Mm-hmm. So there was that for beatboxers. There was Build with the Architects that was for the DJs. There was one for the graph writers, too. I can't remember. So they've done a contest where artists were supposed to create their best Cypher Circuit logo, mm-hmm. and whoever won gets their logo used on the soon-to-be-coming Cypher Circuit brand of a shirt.
Nice.
And they won.
Very cool.
Yep, and they won a whole graffiti package, a whole, you know, visual arts graffiti package that had like the Krylon and all of the stuff that the big, you know, graph artists know what to do with.
Right.
They want a whole big package of that shit.
Wow.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yep. And then they had a producer one last week, Flip the Sample. So they were trying to get producers to flip this sample for a talk show that one of the rappers who's a member of is in. He's an actor in it. His name is Coast. Phil Low Coast is his real name, but he's an actor in this sitcom type of deal or whatever. And they're looking for producers to flip the sample for the original theme song so that they can become the music for the
for the
theme song for the show. I mean, it's just super creative shit, you know. And the Murder to Beat thing, I mean, that's a no-brainer. You should be doing that type of shit.
That's cool. I like the idea of the tour thing, too. Like, even, like, get like, big names like for each city.
Yep.
Or, you know, people like you who are a well-known name to tour. And, like, maybe even, and this is just a suggestion, I'm just saying, like, you know how people upload videos?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm just going to use, like, Madison, Wisconsin.
Right.
Like, this kid uploads a video, and he's incredible. It's like, get that kid to be right. on that show in that city. Right. You know what I mean? That's right.
And that's what it, I mean, with them being able to have that platform and Instagram being so cool for the 15-second, you know, video or whatever, the possibilities of how to connect with people and do stuff like that are endless. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, even I had a contest that I did that I had an idea for, and I ran it past Mo, and he was like, yeah, that's dope, let's do it. It was my Carnage co-star contest, where I was looking for a rapper to play the role of a character in a song that I'm doing called The Show Saver. So the guy, I'm rapping from the angle of a rapper who's been having really extreme trouble with how to get his live show right. And his name is Vocals, and he spells it, or I spell it, or he spells it, however you want to say it, VOE-KULZ. So I was looking for somebody to play that part, say those lyrics, and be the co-star to me in the video that's coming out as a single.
Oh, nice.
And I had 12 entries, 10 solid entries, and one guy won. His name is Gradient. He's originally from Portland, and he goes to school at Carleton College, so he's close. So it was dope because I had the idea to do that, and I hollered at Mo about it from Cypher Circuit, and he was like, well, here's what we can do. Whoever wins, if they're not from that area, I'll split a plane ticket with you to fly them out and be in the video. Fucking dope.
Yeah.
So if this guy wasn't close, I would have been flying somebody from wherever, and I was totally cool with that.
Yeah.
And what kind of, you know, what, like, who does that?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, providing somebody an opportunity to, like, come out to Minneapolis, their expenses are paid for, come out and fucking, you know, rock with the boy Carnage. You know what I'm saying? Shit's dope.
Yeah.
But Cypher Circuit facilitated me to be able to do that. Yeah. And then that's where I think I'm going to take credit, part of the credit from this, that idea. I put the beat out there for, excuse me, for the rappers to learn my lyrics and say my lyrics to the beat.
Mm-hmm.
And then that spawned the idea for Murder the Beat, which is their biggest event.
Nice.
You so see how everything just kind of works?
Yeah. This is big, and this is just the beginning of this.
This is still new. They haven't even been out. I don't think they've been around for a year yet. No. They started in June of this year.
Yeah.
And it's already, man, they've already got.
I've seen it all over the place.
Yeah, they've already almost got 10,000 followers on Instagram already.
Check them out, Cypher Circuit.
Yep. And holler at me if you want a discount even past Black Friday.
Mm-hmm. Hit me up. For those who can't spell it, it's C-Y-P-H-E-R.
Yes, Cypher Circuit.
Circuit. C-I-R-C-U-I-T.
And if you can't spell,
you suck.
Just Google it or something. I don't know.
You don't suck. You just need help.
I just imagine people like Cypher, S-Y-F. Right. You know?
Right. No, but you can holler at me, email me at info@carnagetheexecutioner.com, and we can talk shop about how you can get a discount code.
Mm-hmm.
So what's new with Carnage the Executioner? Was the ultimatum the most recent thing that you put out?
Past April. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so what's on the docket now? Is there another record coming out?
Well,
can we
talk about that one?
Let's talk about
it's
that.
Dope.
Let's oh please.
And
do.
I want to talk about, is it only available on cassette?
It's on iTunes. Okay. It's on
it's
on Google Play. It's all digital.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It came out on cassette tape.
Yep.
But it also comes with a download card. So quit fucking making excuses, y'all. I'm going to tape player. Well, if you want the music, it has a download card. You can get
the
shit.
I don't have a computer. And that's the thing. Is like when people buying records now, it's like when you are buying physical copies, very rarely do people like... It's more to have for ownership of it. Like, it's cool to have. Like, that's a souvenir of you, and it's your way of saying, I support this artist, and you can show something. You know? But really, the download is, like, for listening to the music. That's where people are going to listen to it.
Right.
I can't imagine a ton of people are like, I want to pop this cassette in and go listen to it on my
walk. I would.
There are people.
I would.
Yeah.
But, like, for me,
it's a red cassette. It's dope.
I do stuff like that. I'll buy guys. Like, I know there are other artists I know who have put out stuff on cassette, and I'll buy the cassette. I would literally never put the cassette in my cassette player. I'll display it. Like, I got a shelf of all, like, my music stuff. I'll put it there because it's cool.
Yeah, it's dope.
You know, and then I'll download.
Are you talking about your hey, look at my shit display?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
it's not
what
shit.
It is.
It's just
but even
look
with,
at my
even with
of
records,
shit.
I have records that I've purchased that I've
never listened to.
They come with a download card, throw it on my phone or whatever.
Right. So yeah, I wanted to put it out on tape, and actually that idea, I can't take total credit for that. I did want to put out a tape, but I never did it until I met Steve Skax from Marsden House. And when I signed on to do work with them, he was like, let's put our first release out on cassette. And I was like, word. He didn't have to fight me about it because I already liked the idea.
Yeah.
And It does. It sells.
You know? Do you have any with you here today?
I have some in the car. Yes.
I'm gonna get a copy before.
Thank you.
Leave.
Please do. It's raw. It's dope.
I want it. I must have it.
You might get afraid. I don't know. I don't know if you like that. If you like soft shit, don't pop it in.
I don't like soft shit.
Yeah, so that
I
that
do
was,
like soft shit, actually. That was a lie. But I like hard shit, too.
You like hard shit. But it's seven songs. It's like an EP. It's a long EP.
Yeah.
Seven songs and one bonus track of one of the songs that's on there, the title track, Ultimatum. Mm-hmm. It's a beatbox version of me doing it live, and that's at the end of the record. I like the record. It gave me a chance to go back and do some raw 90s sounding hip hop right quick. So it's like what people remembered me for when they first started listening to me, but two times better. At least twice as good, because I'm a better rapper and a better songwriter now. So they're like rap songs with concepts, and they're just dope. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a toot my own horn. Fuck, I can rap. and I think that record shows that I can, again, on some straight hip-hop shit, I went back a little bit, and I show motherfuckers how to rap again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that hasn't been happening.
Just so you
while.
Know, like, for the longest time that I've been listening to you, from, like, what was the sense of...
Sense of Sound.
Sense of Sound.
2007.
You've never been like, man, this guy is pretty weak. I've never thought that. But you've actually absolutely progressively...
Oh,
better,
yeah, I'm
better.
Yeah. And I'll be the first
I'm tooting
one.
Your horn.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm he the first one you. To say that I worked so that I can listen to Sense of Sound and be like, this shit is whack.
Yeah.
Compared to what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
I would, if somebody said, what do you think about that record and this record, you know, the difference in how good they are, and you can only use terms of good and whack, I would say Sense of Sound is whack compared to my new shit.
Right, right.
I would go that far.
Yeah.
Even though I could still rap then, the songs are better now.
Right, right. Well, let's talk about this here. And I don't, every time you're on the show, I don't want to talk about Idea. But November 9th was the 5-year anniversary show.
Oh, wait, before you go there,
yeah?
My next album is coming out again in April. I got another album coming out called Ravenous. Full length
album.
Yep.
And as you were coming in, you were talking about you were in the studio. So you're
yeah. I was supposed to go to the studio today, but I had to. You know, I'm a perfectionist, so I didn't. My voice is a little raspy, so I was like, I better stay home today. Let my shit get right, because I knew I was going to come on here and talk to. I didn't want to come on here sounding like this after doing 5 years.
Execution.
Right. So working on that right now. I got some shit on there. Yeah, I got some shit for their ass on that one.
And this is another Marsden House.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a Philly-based label. That record should be coming out somewhere around the middle, or right around exactly the middle of April.
Okay.
So be 2016.
Right, right.
So be ready for that.
Ravenous.
I ain't playing with these fools.
You always got these epic names for your albums.
You do really put up.
Very cool.
Good
names. I try, man.
Yeah.
I try. You want to get their interest right.
It's almost in the vein of like, you know how Busta Rhymes always had these
extinction level
event. Yeah.
When disaster strikes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's very influential, like those type of,
right.
Or like a Ghetto Boys album, like the way those albums were named. It's you have to pull people in. And it
absolutely.
Has to, and your concept, whatever you're doing, has to kind of fit the record too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I feel like the Ultimatum was, and I made the statement that I needed to make with the Ultimatum on all of the stickers, the promo and all that. It was like, get your skills up or motherfucker coming for you.
Yeah.
You know, and Ravenous, It's still in that same vein. Respect the Name was that, you know, I used, and a lot of people don't know that. Respect the Name was kind of a concept record where each song was a name or a classification or a title you give to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I took every song is like the subject is about whatever the name is you would give somebody, whether it's me calling somebody something or somebody calling me that or me calling myself that. I wrote from the concept of whatever that name was for that whole record.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't know that, go back and listen to it, because right now it's my magnum opus. I would say that that's probably my best release until Ravenous comes out.
Ooh, he's laying it down.
Laying it down.
Laying it down.
I am playing with these fools. Yeah. I'm just saying that.
So I think what Rob was getting into before was that they just had the 5-year
anniversary show
and you were a part of that, right? The
skip through that while you're talking. One of y'all skipped it.
Oh, man.
That's what is wild. It?
Here, you can look at that.
Holy shit. I'm going to have nightmares right now.
Yeah, I'm saying.
That's what they're saying about some promo for Ravenous right now. So
that's wild.
They're saying, holy shit.
Yeah.
So watch out. All right, yeah. Let's
so
talk
the
about
the
my 5 year
anniversary show. How did the how was that all?
Was that like it an? Was, I we know that you and Michael were very close.
Yes.
Was that an emotional deal for you?
Yeah, I cried at the show twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
This thing just fell. That was real. That just happened.
I wonder why.
Yeah, yeah. The spirit of Mikey is here.
They say he makes weird things happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was weird.
So there was a lot. I mean, that was a big celebration. I wasn't able to make. I was out of town for the 5 year show.
There?
No, unfortunately. Shit. But I was. I've been to these. I was there when they did the. Right after he passed, they did that show at First Avenue, and then they did the thing in the park. Not. I don't remember if that was before.
And you were there.
Before, right
did,
after
I did both of those. I did.
Then
the
there was
one
a 1 year show. I've been, but I wasn't able to. And I was really bummed because I know a lot of people who were involved in that thing. And Brady, who's a friend of mine, had some involvement in that thing. And but it was. So,
I hope
you give us a recap of how that all went down
from jump. It was phenomenal. Mm. The first performance was by Slot Musket, and they're from Austin, Texas, I think. And they hooked up with Mikey through touring and stuff, and they became good friends with him. And they remade a couple of the ENA songs pretty well. So I think there was a nice respect there. And
they were like they're a band, right?
They're a band. Yeah. Yep. And they've earned a lot of respect from Mikey's mom, Kathy. Mm-hmm. So it was very fitting to have them on the bill. Mm-hmm. And then, excuse me, the second performer was Michelle Kearney, who was Idea's vocal coach.
Okay.
So she performed with her live band and she killed that shit. And talking to her, she was like, this is the first performance I've done in like 8 years.
Wow.
And she put that shit down. Mm-hmm. She's also featured as a singer on the song I dedicated to Idea off of Respect the Name called One in a Million.
Mm-hmm.
So go listen to that and you'll hear her singing on there with me rapping on it. And I'm singing on it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I got my little singing chops on that joint. But yeah, so that started it off. And then, I mean, C's Mikes from Educated Consumers was there. Sadistic was there. Illogic and Blueprint were both there. MERS was there. Man,
so really outstanding.
Oh, it was dope.
And you guys had a good freestyle.
We had a big freestyle session at the end, and me and Abilities, you know, Abilities was there, and me and him did our thing too. Mm-hmm. After everybody left, he wanted to do some more, so we took the night out. Jeremy Ilvesacker on the guitar, who was also one of Mikey's inspirations for becoming a guitar player. He closed the night out with his super melodic style of, I don't even know what to call how he plays guitar. It's like, it's not even a guitar anymore, it's something else.
Wow.
Like, this dude is like on a spaceship with that shit.
Yeah.
And he's phenomenal, and he's a great dude too. And then DJ Willie Lewis played the set, and his connection to it, he's Unknown Prophets DJ.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the one who did all of the cuts and was Idea's tour DJ for the Oliver Hart record.
Oliver Hart.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So when he was playing a set and he was mixing all the stuff in from that and other stuff, and he hit a certain song that I always cry on when he plays it. It's the first song on the Many Faces of Oliver Hart record. Mm-hmm. And when that came in, I lost it.
Yeah.
So it was very emotional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that was a long way of answering a very short question.
Right.
It was super emotional, and I broke down a couple times because it's deep.
Absolutely.
And you look on the wall, man, and you see a 12-foot picture of Idea on the wall the whole fucking night. It's just, it's crazy.
Right. Right.
You know, and he was, that's my dude. We were really close, and you know, to be a part of it was phenomenal. Mm. Just because that's my heart. But at the same time, it was super, super emotional.
Right. So you feel he was represented well?
Oh yeah.
All right, cool.
And I remember his mom had said, like, you know, we've spent 5 years doing that, and she had sort of basically said, I'm not going to continue to do these shows all the time. It's time to.
I heard her say that. Yeah.
So I think I don't know. You know,
nice
how true that is, but yeah, it was. It sounds like it was a really nice culmination of, you know, the tributes and all the stuff that's going on.
It was
on.
Dope.
And,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's good. That's good.
So it was beautiful, man.
Good.
It was a lot of love in that room, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but and it was all because of how he was the connection to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I know most of everybody that was in that room, most of the people who performed and all that, because of him. And I could say that like half of them in my phone and half of them are my friends
mm-hmm.
because of him. And that's the type of person he was. He brought yeah. people together mm-hmm. and he really liked you. Yeah. And he really respected your flow.
That's very sweet of you to yeah. say.
I think I said that cool. last time we yeah. talked about it too. He always used yeah, to tell it's me, yo, one of those, man.
It's yeah. We had really, and I've told the story on the show and I won't get into it in depth, but the experience that I had recording with him was one of the most fun and unique recording experiences mm-hmm. I think I've ever had. And on top of that, you know, we recorded the song. I assumed we'd never, you know, we've done the song. It's over. It's done. But he went out of his way. He showed up to both. We did two record release parties. He showed up to both of them. He never asked for anything. He came and played the song. He showed up, played the song, did what, you know, just out of the kindness of his heart. He never mm-hmm. wanted money. He didn't mm-hmm. want anything. He came and played the, oh, you're doing your record release party. What's the date? Told him it's these two dates. You know, if you can make it, awesome. Showed up, and that's the kind of shit. Like I didn't, that's he didn't he have was. To do that. He that's showed up he and he was, did man. The,
right.
and that meant something to me. We were just talking about, we had Franz on here last week, and we were talking about the Dinky Towner,
yeah.
and that was my number one memory of the Dinky Towner was we did the PLC Hype Hop record release party, and I got to play that song for the first time. Mm. It was amazing.
Murder,
very cool.
It's a dope song.
Well, R.I.P. Mm-hmm. Michael Idealarson,
the best.
Yeah,
the best.
Yeah,
and they got that documentary coming out too.
Yeah, do you have any input on that? Have you heard much?
I'm on it.
Yeah,
you're on it.
I saw some of
the trailers. Like he put some funny shit of me talking on the trailers, but I get to it on the video. Mm-hmm. So
is there a release date for that yet?
I've heard. And
okay,
you really have to go online and check and check for it. Right. Google. The world has no idea.
The world has no idea, which yep. is an amazing title for that.
Yep. Right.
They've been putting lyrics from songs on the Facebook page of Idea, and just the other day they did a lyric from the song we did, Dopamine.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh man, that's so cool. Like I figured no one knew that song or heard of it because it wasn't like one of his records. It was one of my records that like nine yeah.
people
own.
Go and find everything
they
that
do.
He
they,
has something
people
to do
are
with
like,
that.
And that's what Brady was telling me. He's like, people are completionists. He's like, they will track down his entire catalog.
Mm-hmm. Have people hit you up everything. And said something to oh, you yeah. about the fact that they heard that song?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's dope.
Then. We now the re- you can they sell the record at his on his our
oh,
record
I've
on
seen
his
it.
Website
the, yeah
because Brady's
yeah.
like people come to me and they're like I need everything he ever did
mm-hmm.
and where can I get it and yep. he's like we can sell it on the I'm like go for it you
why
know?
Not yeah. why not well let's talk about this here you got a gig in two nights this
two nights
this episode of this podcast is going to go up tonight
Wednesday
word
but Friday night the 27th you got a show at Bedlam
yep
in Lower Town St. Paul
mm-hmm.
We're talking about...
Which is an awesome venue, by the way, if you haven't
it's
been.
Really nice.
I encourage
yeah,
people
absolutely.
To go check it out.
AC.
That's right. Oops. Yeah, anybody, if you're interested in booking a show at the Bedlam Theater, get in contact with Amber Ace Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, just Google search the name Amber Ace Cleveland. You're going to find
It'll
her.
Come up.
You're going to find her. She's an amazing
and
person.
So this, I want to talk about the show a little bit. So are you hosting the show?
I am the curator of this series called Save the Show, okay. and I've partnered with my boy Uncle Jay because he has a lot of connections. He's a good dude, and he has a lot of artists who he works with. And I was like, "Yo, I want to start this new series about promoting the art of being a good performer. You want to hop on it with me?" And he was like, "Yeah." So, him and I are doing show number two. The first one was at the Caboose mm-hmm. back in October. So the thing about it is I'm kind of the host, mm-hmm. but I'm not really, I don't consider myself a performer. I will never come to the show. I will never come to the show and do a Carnage set.
Right. So these show, they're doing an MC battle, but it's not a traditional MC battle. It is a tag team MC battle.
Okay.
And so I do not know what that is.
It's a tag team freestyle MC battle with me doing the beats,
which is amazing.
So this is a removal from the new popular thing of people writing their battles.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to the off the head, and I put something out there to ask the people what they wanted. Do you like freestyle battles or written battles?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people said they like freestyle, so I'm going with that.
Yeah.
So, but the spin on it is it's not acapella because mm-hmm. a lot of those rap battles are acapella now. And it's not being spun. The beats are not being spun by a DJ. They're being beatboxed by me. So
nice.
I'm just trying to do something. Everything.
So these people don't know in it because nope,
nobody
battles,
knows who they're battling.
The written battles, you know who you're going to be facing.
Nobody knows
in advance,
who they're battling.
So there's
nope.
These teams of two, and nobody knows
right.
Who.
So you team up with so if it was you, it would be me and you teaming up to battle
against someone,
two other people.
Right.
Okay, and, they
and,
don't know
and
who
there's
that
some
is.
Good names here. Some people can oh, yeah.
See
friend of the
show
and a lyrical a Poeticit who is sort of making a
he's
name
dope.
For himself around town a little bit.
Did you just say Anna Lyrical?
Anna Lyrical. Yeah,
really.
Him and a Poeticit. Or,
and
oh, and Poeticit.
Yep.
That's friend, not on the lab. Is on it.
Friend of mine, Imperious Rex, who opened my record release party, and who's just a genuinely good dude. That's who I'll be rooting for. I mean, I like all these guys, but Johnny has a special place in my heart. So
yeah,
we'll be.
He's
I'll
a
be
Johnny.
Rooting because he's also a Johnny. Because he's a Johnny and I'm a Johnny, so we have that Johnny connection.
Can I share a gross story about Poeticit real quick?
Oh shit!
I don't know if John knows what I'm going to talk about here,
no,
but
I don't.
I recorded. I think you were playing the show. This was at the Caboose.
This is when you and I and Dem Atlas and Halogen One played
a show.
Yes, yeah.
And I did. This was before Johnny was part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was recording a podcast in the back room there, and Poeticit came in. I don't know if he had something to eat or something, but he took a shit in the bathroom, and it just stunk up the back room.
Because there's no ventilation in that
no
back
ventilation.
Stage area of the Caboose.
It was bad news, man.
I like him, but that's double bad because I shitting at a venue is cool anyway. I love you, Poeticit, but
not in
the
back
venue.
Room. I mean, I mean, if you go take a shit in like the regular bathrooms, that's fine.
No. No, you don't shit
opinion.
At a bar, man. I'm sorry.
Early in the night, I'm all right with that.
No. Most of the time, the doors don't work.
Right.
And those bathrooms aren't
it's
very
not
clean.
No,
they're not very clean.
No.
It's
not
that's
clean,
true.
Man.
But I feel that Poeticit would not be offended that I just shared that story. We're friends on Facebook. You know, he's
oh, man.
He's a good guy.
I'm going to tell whoever he's battling that happened.
Yeah. Hey, I heard you took a shit at the Caboose and
stunk up the whole venue.
The whole venue.
Oh, that was
no, that's
I won't
cool.
befriend you because you took a shit and stunk up the whole venue.
Also performing, Citizen Moe's, friends of the podcast.
Yes.
And Nemo.
DJ Nemo.
Nemo and Fresh, who's
guest
taking
host?
Gigs again, post-baby.
Post-baby, right.
Yeah, he's just had a baby.
Which, by the way, I didn't say this. Congratulations to my brother, who literally him and his girlfriend just had their second child today.
Word.
Today.
I don't know them,
today.
But...
Congratulations!
You know, congratulations! Yeah, just before I came.
You know, the other thing I noticed about this show that was interesting, it's hosted by Boyma Freeman,
who's also been on the podcast.
Who I know as Raymond Freeman. I never knew him as Boyma, but I used to about 10 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. I would DJ this comedy show that they did once a week at the hotel that I worked at in St. Paul,
mm-hmm.
And he was sort of coming up at the time, and he had this, and he was going by Raymond Freeman at the time.
Oh, crazy!
And he was passing out these CDs, and he every night, so it'd be this group of people, and most of them were really not funny, and he would go in and kill.
No, he's
he was
dope.
So funny.
Yeah, he's
and
crazy.
He was like almost on like the next level of. Everyone else at this point, like I knew he was gonna sort of do more stuff because he was really funny.
Yeah, everything
like
about
him
is like star quality. He's, you know, really tall, you know, good looking, super tall, funny, dark skinned dude. He's just a goofball. I think he just for when I was thinking about how to put this show together, I was like, yeah, man, co-hosted by him. So this is kind of a variety show. Mm-hmm. If you know look at it, you got the MCs, you got the beatbox element, you got comedy, you got you got a dope DJ there. You know, the whole room that night is going to be a really nice.
That is a nice lineup.
Yep. I ain't playing with these fools, man.
No.
I ain't got no time for that.
Everyone should come out. We'll jump into the high five.
The last time you were on the show, we didn't have an intro for this high five.
We have an intro now. That's Ritz.
Oh. High five. Oh, I should have known that was Ritz.
Five hard-hitting questions.
Oh.
Where we really, really find out about Carnage the Executioner.
Cut to the core of Carnage. So we eliminated the questions that we asked last time.
Yeah.
So these are all new questions to you.
Yeah, why would you ask me the same ones?
Well, yeah.
That's a good question
right
there.
We had to go back and listen.
Good question.
Oh, really? Is that what it was?
Figure out what it was.
Good question.
Double up because, you know, y'all know me so well, you might ask me the same thing a few times.
Yeah, good question.
Oh, shit, here we go.
So we're just going from the top.
You want me to start this off?
Yeah.
Carnage the Executioner.
Yes, sir.
What is your favorite day of the week?
I would have to say Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah. I like Saturdays.
Saturday's coming up here, isn't it?
Yep.
It's coming up in a few days.
Well, I like Saturdays. It's dope.
What is it about Saturdays?
sometimes I don't have a show that day, but I had one on Friday, and I can sleep in and I can chill. It just seems like Saturday seems like a longer day than every other day, because during the week it's like, you know, you're trying to get appointments, you got to, you know, help your kids with homework, mm-hmm. and take them to school and stuff. But and then Sunday, you know, you're getting ready to go to school, you
right,
know,
right.
for the getting next ready day for the week. Kids. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But Saturday is like, if you ain't got nothing to do, you ain't got nothing to do. Sometimes I walk around, you know, nappy headed, ass not washed for the whole day on a Saturday, just chilling. You know, I like those days.
Yeah, nice. Yep. All right. Good answer. What do you got, right. John? What you
if
got?
If you had a time machine, where/when would you go?
Good question.
Does it have to be imaginary or can it be real?
What do you mean?
I mean, does it have to be real or can it be imaginary?
I don't understand.
I don't know. Is this like a you know, a fictitious kind of question, or is it like, can I use my imagination with it?
You
or?
Can go.
Well, yeah, I know it is imagination.
You can go into the past. You can go into the future. I'd prefer it was like a real place and not like Narnia or something.
All right,
but.
Never mind then. That's a good question. I've never thought of that before. What year? But I could only go backwards.
No, you go forward.
Oh shit! I would.
It's
probably,
a time machine.
Oh, okay. So I would probably go to the year 2050.
Yeah.
It just seems like a
so not round number. Far, not that far into the future.
Not right. that far. Right. Just far. I would just want to see what 2050 would look like.
What's going on in
35 years from now? What would happen in 35 years?
Yeah.
And I'd probably go to wherever I'm going to be living at, which is probably not Minnesota because it's fucking cold here. So that's where I would go. I got my sights on Denver right now. I'm liking the Colorado scene.
Yeah.
So that might be a place I end up at someday, maybe.
Understood.
Maybe.
Yeah. Understood. How about this? We don't get to ask this question a lot.
Yep.
Of course. Try it on me.
Who is your least favorite member of the Jackson 5?
You know, I can barely name all their names, man. I don't.
Is it Michael?
Obviously, you got Michael.
It would be LaToya, and she's part of the Jackson 5.
So she's part of the family.
She's Tito, part of the family.
Tito, Marlon.
Marlon.
Jackie.
And,
who am I forgetting? Well, Michael, Tito, Marlon, Jackie.
And
I couldn't tell you anything about any. I'm sorry. I can. The only name I really know is Tito and Marlon. Those are the ones that really kind of stand out. Right. But I don't really know anything about what they do because they're not Michael. I'm sorry.
How about if we include the whole Jackson family? You got Joe Jackson,
LaToya,
you got Janet. You're going LaToya.
Yeah, she's not cool to me.
All right.
No, wait a minute. That's not true. The dad,
Joe Jackson
is a fucking dick.
I was gonna say, man, you really.
Yeah, I had to think about that.
Did
for a
we
minute.
Forget
Fuck
Jermaine?
Jermaine, yeah, you missed Jermaine. Yeah,
see?
Yeah.
See, you don't remember them motherfuckers. You remember? So, yeah, I would say
Joe.
Joe's a dick.
Joe Jackson.
Yeah, he's a fucking ass.
Yeah.
If you committed a murder, where, how would you hide the body?
More murder, come again.
I drive around with it in my trunk playing, bone, more murder. Now, if I committed a murder, how would I store the body and where?
How would you hide it or dispose of it, or, you know?
Well, if I'm going by the Carnage character, I would chop it up and eat it.
Wow.
And digest it.
That's intense.
It's over.
It is over.
You know?
Bones and all?
We get to know the Carnage character more and more.
I swallow a whole human and spit out the bones, man. That's how it goes with me.
You needed like an animated music video.
A Carnage cartoon.
Yeah.
I know I do.
Adult Swim.
There you go.
You got to get in contact with those people, man.
They really, I feel like Adult Swim really does put everything on the air. Like anyone who's ever had an idea has got a show on Adult
together
Swim.
Put it together and put it out there.
So you could just be like, hey, man, let's see
if
this
Mike
show
Tyson can have a fucking show.
Oh, God. It's so good, too. It's
is
so
it?
Funny.
Is it good?
Yes, it's called Mike Tyson Mysteries.
He's pretty funny.
No,
Kevin.
And he voices himself. It's just
oh, really? Oh, that's even better.
So good.
I just got to say this quick.
Yep.
There's a meme of Mike Tyson. He's holding these two pigeons. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
And it says, now Kith.
That's funny. Kith.
Oh, man, it's too funny.
K-I-T-H?
K-I-T-H, funny.
All right, last question of the high five.
Oh, did you got that one out of the way? What one was that?
That was if you committed a murder.
Okay, gotcha. I'm going to go with this.
Last question.
Dun, 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 dun. Carnage, if you could talk with one type of animal, have a conversation with this animal, back and forth, what animal would it be?
It's a very crazy question.
While you think about it.
Thinking music.
I would have to boogie with the Black Panther. I would have to boogie with a Black Panther.
A Black Panther, huh?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. I would talk with a Black Panther.
I've always thought Black Panthers were like such a beautiful creature.
They everything about them, they're sleek. They're just,
yeah.
And it has nothing to do with the color, like, you know, none about race.
Okay.
They're just a cool ass animal.
They are a cool animal.
And they have yellow eyes, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Am I making that up
in my
head?
I think so. And they're very mystical.
Yeah, they are.
There's a mystique behind. It's like either them or like a cheetah, but like the Black Panther, yo. Like when you see that, when you see anything that even symbolizes a Black Panther, it looks cool.
Similarly, the new trailer for Captain America Civil War, which comes out next year. It's the next Captain America movie.
I've never seen the first one. Shit. Is it good?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think they're all good. But
oh, okay.
It introduces this new, he's not a new character, but he's new to the Marvel movies, Black Panther.
Yellow eyes.
Look at that thing, man. You know what? You know why I love
That's the coolest fucking
the,
thing.
What was the movie? The Beastmaster. Do you remember the Beastmaster movie? Yes. There was a panther in that.
Yes.
Oh man, great movie.
Look at that thing, man. Whatever picture you pull up of it is going to be dope. Yeah.
It's always dope.
So in the new Captain America movie, the character Black Panther is in there. So he'll be introduced into the Marvel universe.
I might have to check that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that concludes the high five for episode number 156, Carnegie Executioner.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Has high five always been around?
I don't know.
156 episodes?
No, did it get incorporated?
Later in the game, right?
You were on after episode 100, 105, I think. So, and we had it. We just didn't have the intro music. Yeah.
And might I remind you, our picture for that was dope.
That was a cool picture.
I still use that picture. I still show people that picture. Yeah.
Hey, look at this picture.
Yeah, so look at these dope motherfuckers.
I should just have like a photo album on my phone of all the pictures. Be like, hey, look at these pictures. Just look at
Slide
these.
Slide through.
Would you look at it? Just look at it.
Just look.
Would you look?
Just look.
Look at that.
If the moon were made of cheese, would you eat it? Can we tell the people what I have a little something coming up soon here?
Yeah absolutely.
Let's talk about it.
That's why you're here, man.
Plug it.
Most likely, if everything works out, January 8th at Bedlam, again, it's going to be another Save the Show event where I will be premiering my first single / video for my new Ravenous album. The song is Minnesota Mean.
Minnesota Mean. Nice. Yep. All
right. And with the climate being the way it is right now,
it's
about time for some people
to talk some real.
So that is probably going to happen if everything works out the way it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Come to the Bedlam Theater for that. And that'll be the biggest showcase of me for those shows. Is I'm going to use that as my premiere.
Very exciting.
Premiere show.
Yeah. And so Minnesota Mean, I missed that. Did you say that's from The Ultimatum?
No.
Or that's from
the upcoming.
You obviously didn't listen to Ultimatum if you think Minnesota Mean.
I haven't heard it. I apologize. That's why I want to get the...
But yeah, I guess I still should be promoting that one more than I do, and it's still gonna do what it does. But it's about time for the new record to be getting pushed too.
Right.
And Minnesota Mean is the beginning of that.
Nice.
And I want to tell people if you haven't seen Carnage live, track him down. Go. Where can people reach you on social media?
I am CarnageTheExecutioner.com. I am CarnageXXXL on Twitter. I am CarnageTheExecutioner on Instagram. Those are the main. Oh, and I'm Carnage on Cypher Circuit.
There you go. And seriously, if for people listening, if you've never seen Carnage, you have to check him out live because the live it's more than just like a going to someone, watch them perform their songs.
It's a one man show.
It's one of, if not the best shows you're going to get from a hip hop artist, period, that I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
So I really encourage people to go out and check them out. If you see Carnage is playing, you got to get yourself out to that
and
show.
Get in contact, info@carnagetheexecutioner.com.
That's how you email me.
And you do like the birthday party deal?
I do birthday parties, private events. I collab too. You know, but I'm not doing it for free, so make sure your money's right. Let's do this.
Right. Absolutely. You
know, full-time artist. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
I make beats for people. I'm going to give another little spoiler here. I have a beatbox beat on Aesop Rock's new album.
Oh, really?
And it's utterly ridiculous what he gave me, yeah. And then what I worked with, what he had.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of threw myself off on that one. Like, holy shit! Like, this is what I should be doing. Mm-hmm. Like, I can make whole beatbox productions for people and sell them to them, and they would sound good over them. You know.
Very cool.
Yeah. So watch out for that shit.
That's a good look. Me and A$AP Rock will have to end our Twitter beef. So
you have a Twitter beef with it?
It was a short-lived deal.
Oh. It was a short-lived deal. I'll tell you after the show.
Yeah, funny. Yeah. Oh man.
Twitter beef. See you now.
I'm not taking sides.
No, it's not a real beef.
Oh shit!
No.
17 people shared my post.
So,
I'm gonna say I'll throw up your links, your social media links in the post for this episode. So, thanks again for coming through, man. I do appreciate that.
Thank you for having me, man.
So you got the gig this Friday night, and then the one in January. Did you say?
Yep.
What was the date again?
That's January 8th, another Friday. And that's about it. New album, I'm saying it early, but it's coming out around April 15th, April 16th.
Ravenous.
Nice. I like we get you on the show just in time for you to promote your next project.
Oh yeah, I'll be here.
Nice. Very cool. Thanks again for coming through, man. Always
a
pleasure
having me, bro.
Johnny question mark, you got any last words over there?
I got nothing.
Well, I'm going to remind the listeners to head over to thankyourob.com to check out the past episodes of the show where Carnage has come through. Boyma Freeman, all these people we talked about, Amber Ace Cleveland, they've been on the show. Moe's, Citizen Moe's, DJ Nemo, the hooligan of Slipmats.
Yeah.
All those people.
You can go back and listen to episode one. You know who the guest on episode one was?
Johnny question mark.
That's right. Episode one.
Johnny question mark.
Did you rap on that show?
No.
You should have.
You missed out.
Much love to y'all, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's also a link to ID Fine Design, my graphic design work. I'm doing a little rebranding right now. The website for that is currently down.
You do all that.
I do it all, man.
Oh, I'm going to have to holler at you.
You should.
I forgot. I think I knew that. But
if you go to ID Fine Design, that's the new logo. Rebranding.
That's nice.
I'm very proud of this.
Work in progress, right?
Work in progress.
Yeah, that's what it says.
I have a thing for yellow circles, all right?
You love
yellow is
circles.
A dope color. You see what color
yellow
Cypher
circles.
Circuit? You see what color Cypher circuit?
Yeah,
it's
I dig
gold.
That. I dig
gold
that.
And black and gray.
Yeah,
that's that shit.
I like it. Also on thankyourob.com, a link to johnny?.com.
That's right.
Keep up with all of his doings and
all of my
retiring,
ongoings,
coming out of retirement.
My shows.
Yeah, I ain't retiring.
The radio thing that we're doing right now at 104.7 WQY's Hometown Hype. You can keep up on podcast news, show news. Yeah, everything. Everything that I'm doing.
It's all
Johnny
there.
Question mark. All there. And you can download Falling in Like, my most recent album, for free.
For free.
Right now.
For free.
Falling in Like. I love it.
Also on thankyourob.com, a link to Fuzz Talk Radio, our good friends Donna Mankato.
What up, nuts?
24/7 internet radio, replaying episodes of the podcast. Probably dropping some Carnage Executioner music in the mix there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And finally, a link to Amazon Associates. It's the holidays. You're buying Christmas gifts for your friends, your family.
Come to my site. I have holiday deals too.
Do you?
Yep. I'm putting stuff on sale.
CarnageTheExecutioner.com.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got for this week. And Johnny question mark.
Nope.
Still has nothing.
Nope.
Nothing. Nothing. I'm gonna end it with handshakes and high fives.
Yay.
I'm trying to go to the point where I'm stopping people from rapping. They want to change career fields. They want to do what they do. That's what I'm trying to go. So I don't feel real bad. If they keep rapping, I haven't completed my miss.
You know what y'all are facing. Called you back and told you to call it quit. You called it hating. No, I'm not into the mediation and talk debating. This is the final warning you get. The ultimatum. Letting you know what y'all are facing. Called you back and told you to call it quit. You called it hating. No, I'm not into the mediation and talk debating. This is the final warning you get. The ultimatum. Don't shake your flesh, pop a fry, non-leaves. Subtle wind, active on the leaves, not till I eat. Bone breaking death, sounding like concrete. Buckle in, cracking underneath Godzilla's feet. And a minute amount of time is given the boss pulse. Killer four, syllables, with a four alive. An image of vessel, tearing up the time. Invented to resume human destruction beyond conventional. Coming to limits.
You won't survive the scrimmage. Mind is bending with mystic. This rip the wrist coming home. Making stomachs roll. Got that cold flow. Gonna show each part of the body's equally detachable from its whole. Fortune of weapon to flex. Executioner. Yes, I'm used to the best. Remove of a head from a neck. Special the end of the message. To get us dead. If we ain't battling when you're trying to rap, I am in that place of a brick. Death of a death. Rot and smells. We will say I made the Philippines seem like a day of Wisconsin Dells. Life as I had that. How foul. I'm proud now. I had at my track. Countdown to blow sound. Levels are peaking, devil guard reaching for some shit to wreck the point of explosion. Been closing in, prepared to hit the deck. And if you're anywhere within a sect of 80 miles near a microphone, fuck you, it's what you finna get. Now you know what y'all are facing. Called you back and told you to call that bitch, you called it hating. Now I'm not into the mediation and talk debating. This is the final warning you get. The ultimate. Letting you know what y'all are facing. Called you back and told you to call it quits. You called it hating. Now I'm not into the mediation and talk debating. This is the final warning you get. The ultimate. Midwest's finest.
You win one.
Hecatombs behind this. Mass improvement of sad conclusions. Created with incredibly low average views. In position to give a different view of inventiveness. But lack of schooling than witches is. Venera's never been hit with so much disrespect. Youngins is wondering why I go nuts in detect. Veterans and veterinarian neutering your miniature club. But homies right through your computer screen. Biggie was dead wrong, but he was saying I make dead right. Even the green lights play bled nice. Yes, it did set with this good as footage for looking by. We are your MySpace website. You into cubes, journalist staff, master, easy as hack on your site.
What is my dad?
Password. Between you and I, you'd probably be a bit brighter. Better knowing who some of your idols were influenced by. Who can die? You. I wouldn't call stop. Even not with the apology. Hall wash on your blog spot. Still a crusher, illa. What you expect, brother? The neck never will a gorilla pucker. So you can cease with the filibuster. Game is flooded, came night for all of y'all to quit. No one to care, no one to pair. And being brave might cause flooding your soil from burying you lanes tight. True to a casket and caskets true to a gravesite. As we proceed,